This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 9th of August, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is clear and warm today. In Tel Aviv, expect sunny skies and a gentle breeze, perfect for a walk along the beach. Jerusalem is also enjoying sunshine, with temperatures ideal for exploring the city. Eilut is basking in the heat, a great day for the Red Sea. As night falls, temperatures across the region will stay mild. Here are today's headlines. First, Egypt prepared to join a new Mideast defense alliance. The Turkish foreign minister stated earlier today that Cairo may join the alliance with Saudi Arabia and Pakistan following resolution of technical issues. Source Ynet. Also, the IDF is investigating a video from earlier today. It appears to show a soldier beating a Palestinian near Hebron alongside settlers. 7 Palestinians were detained in the incident. Source Times of Israel. Also this hour. The war in Iran has drained U.S. ammunition stocks, causing unusual pressure in the Pentagon. Former President Trump is at the center of this issue. Source, Mariv. Separately, Iran and Oman are close to a Strait of Hormuz deal. This follows fresh attacks on vessels. A U.S. official suggests the blockade of Iranian ports could be lifted if an agreement is reached. Source, JNS. And finally, Trump continues his efforts against Palestinians in the U.S. A report highlights ongoing protests by Jews against these actions. Source Forward. Reaction has been swift on social media. Balaz News reported just minutes ago that the Pentagon is urging U.S. defense firms to boost weapons production. This follows depleted stockpiles due to the war with Iran. They have 3 weeks to present plans. From I-24 News posting recently, Anila Ali shared her experience leading the first Muslim delegation at the Israel Day Parade in New York. She emphasized the need for Muslims and Jews to unite. The Times of Israel posted an hour ago about the IDF's ongoing investigation into a soldier caught on video beating a Palestinian. The incident occurred near Hebron and is under scrutiny. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the potential new Middle East Defense Alliance. Turkey's foreign minister revealed that Egypt's inclusion may come after resolving certain issues. This alliance aims to bolster regional security, but insists Iran is not the target. Source Ynet. This could reshape defense dynamics in the region. Turning to the investigation by the IDF, a video showing a soldier alongside settlers assaulting a Palestinian has emerged. This occurred near a mosque in the Hebron area. 7 Palestinians were taken into custody. Source, Times of Israel. Such incidents could heighten tensions in the already volatile region. Meanwhile, the war in Iran has led to significant depletion of U.S. ammunition. This has put pressure on the Pentagon and defense industries to accelerate production. Trump's previous policies are under scrutiny as the Pentagon seeks solutions. Source, Mariv. This situation could affect U.S. military readiness. In other news, Iran and Oman are nearing an agreement on the Strait of Hormuz. This follows recent attacks on shipping vessels. A U.S. official has indicated that an agreement could lead to lifting the blockade of Iranian ports. Source JNS. This deal may ease tensions in a critical global shipping lane. And finally, ongoing protests continue against Trump's policies affecting Palestinians in the U.S. A report highlights the role of Jewish communities in these protests. Source Forward. This underscores the complex dynamics of U.S. domestic and foreign policy. On the economic front, first, former Simplex founders have raised $6 million. They plan to build multiple AI-native software companies, challenging established SaaS vendors. Source, Tech. Separately, Israeli businessman Gad Zivi has signed a memorandum of understanding to buy Gadot. The deal is worth $550 million, and Gadot is a partner in Haifa Port. Source, Globes. And finally, summer brings a wave of new product launches. From innovative gadgets to beauty products, these are the highlights of the season. Source, Israel Hayom Business. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 6 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.